Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
How do you like them apples? That's the lead headline in today's Irish Sun, which, in common with four today's other papers, leads with yesterday's European Commission ruling that Apple must pay €14.1 billion in tax to Ireland. The Irish Times focuses on the impact the payout may have on foreign direct investment, while Finance Minister Jack Chambers yesterday pushed back against the suggestion. An unnamed figure within government is quoted describing it as a blow to the FDI friendliness of Ireland, coming against a backdrop of an infrastructure shortfall which has impacted negatively on some multinational projects in recent months. The Irish Examiner builds its lead story around Jack Chambers' assertion that the windfall won't result in any giveaways in the upcoming budget. The Irish Independent, which in a headline over its lead editorial this morning refers to it as the rotten apple deal, takes the line in its lead story that the issue of how to spend the money will feature prominently in party manifestos ahead of the general election. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, reports on its front page that the government was left surprised and shocked by yesterday's court ruling. Elsewhere this morning, Limerick hurler Kyle Hayes is pictured coming out of Mallow District Court yesterday on the front of the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. The 26-year-old was disqualified from driving for 2 years after he conceded that he had been travelling at 155 kilometres an hour in a 100-kilometre zone on the N20 near Mallow in July. A picture of Geoffrey Donaldson leaving Newry Crown Court, meanwhile, is carried on the front of both today's Irish Times and Belfast Telegraph. Both papers report that the former DUP leader pleaded not guilty yesterday to 18 historical sex offences and that his wife Eleanor pleaded not guilty to 3 related charges. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Telegraph reports that it's believed that thousands of older people in Northern Ireland have been underpaid in their state pension to the tune of £10.5 million. The Irish News leads with details contained in newly unearthed documents which reveal that following a series of tit-for-tat sectarian killings at the beginning of 1976, which concluded the Kingsmill killing of 10 Protestant workers, Loyalist and Republican paramilitary leaders held unprecedented talks at Lonkesh Prison in an attempt to avert a sectarian bloodbath. Greek tragedy for Ireland at the Aviva. That's the caption over a picture of Ireland's Alan Brown looking frustrated and disappointed after his team conceded their first goal in their 2-0 defeat to Greece last night on the front of the Independent. Although the print editions of today's papers were put to bed before last night's televised debate in the US, Cathy Sheridan has a piece in the Times about the US media's practice of sane-washing much of what Donald Trump has to say. The phrase relates to how, in summarising concepts put forward by the presidential candidate in his speeches, commentators make them seem a lot more coherent than they actually were. It was coined recently by the US economist and New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. And finally, returning to the story which is dominating today's front page, James Aitken from Mount Marion in Dublin, a letter writer to the Times, quotes Patrick Kavanagh as he notes how yesterday's news about the tax windfall came, appropriately enough, on an apple-ripe September morning.
Fiona, thank you very much.